We're doing Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph from Maseches Brachos. Be'ezras Hashem, we hope to conclude the first parak of Maseches Brachos today. So we are up to V'cheinu Omer, right? V'cheinu Omer, the second line. We were just discussing how even though Yaakov's name was changed to Yisrael, it wasn't that the shame Yaakov was gone entirely, it was just that Yisrael became the Iker. Why did we mention that? Because we were talking about something else that was Iker and Tafel, that will be Iker and Tafel. Nowadays, we emphasize and we focus all the time on God's good, great actions of Yitzias Mitzrayim. But once Yimosa Mashiach comes, it's not that Lo Shetech Yitzias Mitzrayim Legamri, we're not going to forget about Yitzias Mitzrayim, but our main point of emphasis is going to be what happens in Yimos HaMashiach. Good. V'cheinu Omer. And we have a pasuk that seems to support this idea. Al Tiskuru Rishonos, V'kadmonios Al Tisponanu. Al Tiskuru Rishonos Ze Shibur Malchios. Al Tiskuru Rishonos refers to Shibur Malchios. V'kadmonios Al Tisponanu Zu Yitzias Mitzrayim. And we're not going to be focused on that which happened way long ago, referring to Yitzias Mitzrayim. Hineni osa chadasha ata titzmach. I'm going to make a new miracle that's going to come, and that's going to become the point of emphasis. Tani Rav Yosef, zu melchemes Gog u'Magog. That's a reference to the melchemes Gog u'Magog. Melchemes Gog u'Magog is the big war at the end of days that's going to bring about the geula. Mashal ma davar doma. What do we compare this to? This whole attitude that we have toward Yitzias Mitzrayim, how we look at Yitzias Mitzrayim today versus how we used to look at, or versus how we will look at Yitzias Mitzrayim once we have the Geula Asida. La'adam shayim mahalich b'darach upagabo ze'ev. Imagine a guy was traveling on the road, he's walking on the road, and he's attacked by a wolf. V'nitzal mimenu, and miraculously he's saved. He's like, wow, I beat up a wolf, or I outran a wolf, or whatever. I was saved from a wolf. So he'd tell anyone that would be willing to listen. I have the most amazing story about the wolf. This pagabo ari. And the next day, or sometime later, he runs into a lion. I don't know where he lives. V'nitzal mimenu, and he's saved from the lion, miraculously. So now he's telling everyone, oh, the lion, unbelievable, there was a lion anywhere. Not like, you know, in the zoo, the sleeping lion, like real lions in the jungle that are like awake and want to kill you. Pagabo nachash. Then another time he encounters a snake. V'nitzal mimenu, he's saved from that. So all he talks about is the nachash now. Our later tsaros cause us to forget the earlier tsaros. So we no longer talk about Shibud Malchios, because as we're going through whatever galus we're going through, we talk about that galus, the latest tsaros. So main points over here. First of all, La Salava, we're still going to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim, it just won't be the Iker. And second, later tsaros make us forget the earlier ones. You know, with the mushel of the lion.
It's not greater, it's later. Like,
yeah, it seems later because...
Because snake isn't greater.
Right, snake, lion, right.
I thought it was greater.
Yeah, that's what it seems to me.
More afraid of a lion.
And also, the Gemara makes that point, that the Gemara doesn't say tsaros gedolos meshachos as ketanos, it says tsaros achronos meshachos as rishonos. Avram, who Avraham? B'tchila nasa av la'adam, la'aram, rather. Originally, Avraham is called Avram because he was the av to Aram, which is a nice position, but a little bit sov. Nasa av l'kol olam kulo. Eventually, he became the av l'kol olam kulo. He became the av of the entire world. Sarai, he Sarah. B'tchila nasa Sarai l'umasa. Originally, she was Sarai just for her nation. L'b'sov nasa Sarah. L'kol olam kulo, and ultimately she became Sarah. L'kol olam kulo, Tani bar Kapara. Kolakori la Avraham Avram over Basay. If someone calls Avraham Avram, he's in violation of an asay. Shenemar vayishimcha Avraham. Pasuk when it says vayishimcha Avram is saying that this must be his name. You may not call him anything else. It is a violation of a mitzvah asay to call him anything else. It's a major question that a lot of the achronim deal with. Why does this halacha not appear in Shulchan Aruch? There is a little kuntrus called Shichachas HaOmer, except the Omer is with an aleph, not with an ayin, so it's a play on words. Shichachas HaOmer is a collection of halachos that are clear in the Gemara or clear in Rishonim and somehow don't make it into Shulchan Aruch. things that the Shulchan Aruch forgot to paskin. So this is like one of the first in Shas of Shichasa Omer, that the Shulchan Aruch forgot to paskin this halacha, so to speak. Not really forgot, there are reasons, but for whatever reason, Shulchan Aruch didn't mention this halacha, that you're not allowed to call Avraham Avram. Why, Taka, are you not allowed to? So Pashel says, not just that Hashem changed it, but that it's a downgrade, it's an insult. You know, someone used to be the president of his 8th grade class, and now he's the president of the United States. You don't say, oh, that guy is the president of the 8th grade class. Like, you know, that's like insulting.
Before he was Abraham, like, why can you call Abraham?
We do, I mean, we, you know, when we, like, here now. But, like, we're not allowed to refer to him in general as Rabbi Lezer Omer. Over Belav, it's not just a violation of Nasei, it's a violation of Belav. Shem Avram, lo yikare olad shemcha Avram. Your name shall not be called Avram anymore. So we just say the same thing about someone who calls Sara Sarai. And Zegmar, now Hasam Kuchabrichu Amr Lavram, Sara Yishcha Litikre Shema Sarai Ki Sara Shema. That was more of a personal conversation. Hashem telling Avram, you don't call her Sarai anymore, call her Sarah. So if you call Yaakov, notice, you know, in the previous ones we said, if you call Sarah Sarai, or if you call Avraham Avram. Now we're saying, if you call Yaakov, we're not saying, if you call Yisrael Yaakov. If you call Yaakov, isn't that going to be a violation? And we know obviously not, because we're doing it. So it's more shiny hasam, the hadra hadre kra. Because the pasuk itself backs out on it. Vayomer lekim liYisrael b'maros halayla, vayomer Yaakov. Hashem himself calls him Yaakov. Mas Rabbi Yosef bar Avin, vitem Rabbi Yosef bar Zvida, atu Hashem elokim asher bacharta ba'Avram. But we have pasuk atu Hashem elokim asher bacharta ba'Avram, not with Avraham, which was just Avram. Amalei hasam naviu dekamasadu l'shivchei derayu chmana, may dehava meikar. Exactly Ben's point, that the Navi was talking about retrospectively of how we referred to him beforehand. And that you're allowed to do. When you're talking about how he used to be, you're allowed to call him Avram, because that's telling the story of his life, right? If you're writing a biography of George Washington, you can say, and little George Washington went to school or whatever, right? Even though he's no longer little George Washington. Now he's dead George Washington, but you're going retrospectively talking about what he was when he was little. So the third main point over here, it's usher to call Avraham Avram, but it's not usher to call Sarah Sarai or Yaakov. Hadron Alach May Emasai. That is the end of the first parak in Shas. Now we have to go and learn the rest of them. Says the Mishnah. Hayakari b'Torah. A person was reading from a Torah. V'igiyaz mana mikra. And it came time for Kriya Shema, and he was right up to the Parshiyos Shema, as it happens. In kivein li bo yatsa. So if he has kavana for the mitzvah, he's yotzei. That's one halacha. Next halacha seems to not really relate to that. B'prakim shoel mipnei hakavod. If you're in between the paragraphs of Shema, you're allowed to greet someone out of honor, as a way of showing honor. If he's an adam nichbad, that you should be greeting. Umeshiv, and you're allowed to respond if he greets you. Ube'emtza shoel mipnei hayira umeshiv. If you're in the middle of a parsha, then you're only allowed to greet someone out of yira. What kind of yira? Fear of what? Of death? Is that I need a mission to tell me that I'm allowed to greet someone in the middle of Kriya Shema for fear of death? You know what else I'm allowed to do? Fear of death? Everything, except for Avodah Zarah, Gilui Aryeh, and Shlichus Dami. So Rashi does make it sound like it's death, right? Rashi says, "Mipnei yira adam shu yarei mipanav shelo yargeu." You're afraid he's going to kill you. So the Acharon point out, he can't mean that legitimately you're afraid that he's going to kill you if you don't greet him, but it's the kind of person that could kill you. I mean, the kind of person that's authorized to kill you or that might kill you at some point, but not that you think this is going to be the final straw that makes him actually kill you. It's just that's the kind of relationship you have with this person. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Be'emtza shol mepnei yira umeshim ne'akavot." In the middle of a parasha, you can greet someone at a yira and respond at it, even out of kavod. Ubiprakim, in between paragraphs, shol mepnei kavod umeshiv shol mekaladam. You're allowed to be shol for kavod, and you can respond to anybody. I don't know why Rabbi Yehuda switches the order and discusses be'emtza before he discusses biprakim as opposed to meir. Okay, Eluin Bein HaPrakim. What are these Bein HaPrakim? So Bein Bracha Rishon L'Shniyah, between the first and second brachas. Bein Shniyah L'Shema, between the second bracha and Shema. Bein Shema L'Vayim Shema. Bein Vahayim Shema L'Vayomer. Bein Vayomer L'Emes V'Yatziv. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bein Vayomer L'Emes V'Yatziv Lo Yafsik. You shouldn't stop, you shouldn't pause between Vayomer and Emes V'Yatziv. No break between Vayomer and Emes V'Yatziv, and on Daf Yudal, the Gemara is going to explain why, Rashi tells us. Amar Bishua ben Karcha, Lama Kadma Parsha Shema Levayim Shema. Now that we mention all these Parshas of Shema, so this is like the third topic now in the Mishnah, why are they in this order? Why are the three Parshas of Shema placed in the order that they're placed in? So, Kidei Sheikabla of Ol Malcha Shemaim Tchila, in order that we should first be Mekabel Ol Shemaim, V'achar Kach Mekabel Lav Ol Mitzvos, and then we'll be Mekabel Ol Mitzvos. Vayim Shema, why does that make sense? To be Mekabel Ol Malch Shemaim before Ol Mitzvos. Why does that order, what compels that order? Exactly. If there's no God, then there's no such thing as Mitzvos. Some of the Rishonim don't count Emunah B'Hashem as one of the 613 Mitzvos, because it's too fundamental to be a mitzvah. There's no such thing as a mitzvah. There are no commandments if there's no commander, right? So it's obvious that you need Kabbalah Salmach Shemayim before you have any mitzvahs. Vayim Shema leVayomer. Why Vayim Shema before Vayomer? Shavayim Shema noig ben biyom ben belayva. Vayomer ain't noig el biyom belvad. Vayim Shema applies both day and night. Vayomer only during the daytime. What? We only say Vayomer during the daytime? I thought we just learned the Mishnah. Arei ani kiven shivim shana, kol yimei chayecha, efi lalelos. So what does it mean? That tzitzis, it's about tzitzis. Tzitzis we only observe during the daytime. Okay, that's what Rashi points out. The Mishnah b'tzitzis shein ragas al biyom duchsiv reisim also prat luksos laila, a famous drasha. Okay, says the Gemara. Actually, main point over here, I guess, I did this main point as like a chart, as a four square chart, you know, Shoel and Meshiv, Emsa and Bein HaPrakim and what each one holds. So I guess you'll figure it out. What Rameir holds about Shoel, the four boxes have to be Shoel Bein HaPrakim, Shoel Be'emsa, Meshiv Bein HaPrakim, and Meshiv Be'emsa. Then fill in what each guy holds. All right, you'll do that when you chazen. And the next main point is the reasons for the Seder Parshios. Kabbalah Zalmach Shemayim before mitzvos, and night and constant mitzvahs before daytime mitzvah. Says the Gemara, Shema Mino, going back to the very first line in the Mishnah, as we pointed out, this Mishnah is really like three different Mishnahs, but the very first line in the Mishnah, that if you're reading from a Torah and you get up to the Parsha of Shema, Im Kivei Libo, if you have Kavana, you Yotzei. Sounds like if you don't have Kavana, you're not Yotzei. Very critical sugya. Shema Mino, Mitzvah Strichos Kavana. You see from here, the Mitzvah Strichos Kavana, because you're not Yotzei without the Kavana. Says Gemara, no, Mayim Kivei Libo, Likros. What does it mean in Kivin Libo? It just means that you're paying attention to read all the words. It doesn't mean that you're actually having kavana for the mitzvah. It says, Likros, having kavana to read the words, Vakakari. Of course you have a kavana to read the words. That's what you're doing. No, Bikari La Gia. You may not be reading the words. You may just be scanning it to make sure that there are no mistakes in the Sefer Torah. So it could be that would not be an obvious Kriya, so we're saying that just make sure that you say all the words. If you made sure to say all the words, then you're good. Tan Rabbanan, Kriya Shema Kiksava, Divir Rebbe, V'chamar M'chal Lashon. Rebbe says Kriya Shema has to be in Lashon HaKodesh specifically. V'cham say it could be in any language. My time with the Rebbe, Amar Kra V'hayu, V'av Yasan Yu, Pasuk says V'hayu, means it has to be as is, as given to us. Rabbanan my tamayu. Why did the Rabbanan say it could be in any language? Amar Kra Shema b'kol lashon shata shomea. Shema implies in any language. Ol Rebbe nami yaksiv Shema. What does Rebbe do with the fact that it says Shema, which makes it sound like kol lashon shata shomea? So answers the Gemara. Umi ba'ilei hashmei laznecha mashata motzi mipicha. That dafka by Shema, there's a requirement that you should hear that which you say. By tefillah, is there such a requirement? So the chachilah, we're supposed to do that by tefillah. It's not a drasha d'oraisa by tefillah, but we're supposed to try to hear. But we're also supposed to be dafka, be quiet by tefillah. V'rabbanan, this is another gemara in brachas. We've got v'rabbanan sarvilhu, commanda amar lo shmiela azno yatsa. The rabbanan hold like the opinion that you don't have to hear what you're saying when you say shema. I rabbanan nami yaksiv vayu. What did the rabbanan do with vayu? Doesn't it have to be dafka in lashon hakodesh? So no, only by Lushlo you call him Afreya. That just means you shouldn't read it backwards. You shouldn't read it out of order. The Rebbe Shlo you call him Afreya Minale. Where does Rebbe know that you know that you can't read it out of order? Nafkale midvarim hadvarim. He derives it from dvarim hadvarim. V'rabbana dvarim hadvarim lo darshi. And the Rabbana don't think that the extra hay is worthy of a drasha. Fret the Gemara. According to Rebbe, we have a special drasha by Kriya Shema that it must be B'lashon HaKodesh, right? That it must be B'lashon HaKodesh. L'meimer, the Rebbe suffered the Kala Tarukula B'Kala Lashon Emer? Does that mean the Rebbe holds that the rest of Kala Tarukula could be in any other language? D'Sal K'daitach B'lashon HaKodesh. If the whole rest of Torah has to be B'lashon HaKodesh Emer, if the whole rest of the Torah is only in Lashon HaKodesh, V'yudukas Rachman Alameli. Why do I need a pasuk by Shema to tell me that Shema has to be only in Lashon HaKodesh, if that's a rule of all of Torah? So answer Gemara Istrich. I need a special pasuk by Shema. Mishum Dechsev Shema, because it says Shema. So I would have thought that that means any language. So because there's a pasuk to specifically tell me any language, I need another pasuk to counteract that and say no. Go back to regular house rules, which is that it's always got to be Lashon HaKodesh. Very strange. What are we talking about? Kala Tarukula has to be in whatever language, Lashon HaKodesh, any language. What about Kala Tarukula? What about it? You see, Kriya Shema, there's a mitzvah to read Shema. There's a special mitzvah called, is there a mitzvah called Kriyas Balak or Kriyas Noach? Well, what are we talking about? Kriyas HaTorah? The mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah we're talking about? That would suggest that Kriyas HaTorah is Doraisa, but Kriyas HaTorah is not Doraisa. Ah, so the Rishonim point out, so it says it must be that we're talking about a Kriyas HaTorah that's Doraisa. What's a Kriyas HaTorah that's Doraisa? Parsha Zachar, that's this very important Tosfos over here at Dibra Maskel B'Lashon HaKodesh Nemra. That Parsha Zachar, or maybe other times you have a mitzvah to read things, like Mikra Bikurim. When one brings Bikurim, they have to read Bikurim. There is another Girsa in the Tosfos, and this is a critical, critical point that adds not just Parsha Zachar, but also Parshas Parah. As one of the rare sources that Parshas Parah might be, in fact, Mida Oraisa. Okay, says the. It's certainly not talking about. You see, Rashi says Likros B'Torah. Tosfos points out it can't be just Kriyas HaTorah in general. It's certainly not talking about Talmud Torah, because Talmud Torah, you're certainly Yotzei B'Chal Lashon. There's no question that Yotzei Talmud. Look, I'm speaking to you in English right now. Hopefully, we're all being Yotzei the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, except when we're making like stupid comments and jokes. But the rest of the time, hopefully, we're being the kind of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So says Gemara, the Meimer to Savi Rabbanan to Kol HaTorah Kula B'Lashon HaKodesh Nemra. Do you mean to say that the Rabbanan hold that Kol HaTorah Kula is in Lashon HaKodesh? D'Yisal Kadaitah B'Kol, meaning this means to suggest that it's Lashon HaKodesh. D'Yisal Kadaitah B'Kol Lashon Nemra. Because if the rest of Kol HaTorah Kula could be in any language, Shema the Kasa Rachman Alamli. Why do I need the pasuk to tell me over here Shema that it could be in any language? The whole thing could be in any language. So says Gemara, Isrich Mishum D'Chsev V'Hayu. They take the reverse position. Because it says Vahayu, which breaks the normal rules, Vahayu tells you that it's got to be only in this language, so we need a counterpasuk to counteract the effect of Vahayu and go back to normal house rules that it could be B'kol Lashon. So the last main point, Machlokas, if you can read Kriya Shema in other language, is not dependent on whether Kriya HaTorah can be in other languages. The two operative drashas are the Shema, that's B'kol Lashon Shatzah Shema, and Vayu, Vav Yasin Yehu. Okay.